The feud between Canada and Saudi Arabia has escalated into one of the biggest diplomatic issues between the two countries in recent memory. It all started with a tweet over human rights, and now Saudi Arabia has kicked out the Canadian ambassador. Canada is retaliating by suspending Saudi state airline flights to Toronto. To find out how all this started and how far it could go, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Bruce Campion-Smith, Ottawa Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What was in that original tweet that caused so much trouble?
Well, that's what's so surprising. The tweet first went out from our Foreign Affairs Department, and our Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland, sort of followed up with much the same tenor. And they were drawing attention to Saudi Arabia's detention of several human rights activists in the country, including one, Samar Badrari, who's been active on women's issues and trying to sort of expand the rights of women in the country. So, you know, at one level, you think this is kind of the diplomatic tutting that happens all the time. Nothing jumped out at me as immediately provocative, but Saudi Arabia sort of took deep offense at it. And it seems that one of the aspects that offended them was one of the tweets called for the immediate release of the activists, and so that's kicked off sort of a huge row that has sort of, you know, each day this week there's been yet another repercussion from Saudi Arabia. You know, it started with the expulsion, as you noted, of the Canadian ambassador from Riyadh. They've recalled their ambassador here from Ottawa. There's some 16,000 Saudi students studying at Canadian universities on scholarships provided by the Saudi government. They've ordered them, all those students, home. So you think of the disruption, some of these students very close to completing their degrees and all that's been disrupted. So certainly the sharp reaction has caught a lot of people off guard, and some are saying that while Saudi Arabia is going through some slow reforms there, they clearly want to do it at their own pace, and they're using perhaps Canada as an example to other countries to say, don't call us out, on these issues.
Bruce, your Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, he is standing by the Foreign Minister?
Yeah, so he spoke for the first time yesterday. Everyone was listening very carefully to see what tone he would take. He stuck by the remarks, said that Canada would always, speak clearly and firmly on these issues. He did provide a bit of an olive branch. He noted that, Saudi Arabia is obviously a country of importance, that they've been making some progress on the issue of human rights, but certainly did not sort of climb down from the original concerns echoed or stated, by the Foreign Affairs Minister.
Well, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Bruce Campion-Smith is the Ottawa Bureau Chief for the Toronto Star.